Good morning. We continue with and conclude Masechta Bechoros, whereby we continue with our discussion of Ma'aseh Behema, Kesed, Ma'asron. How do you go ahead and separate Ma'aseh Behema? So the Mishnah tells us constantly, dear. First of all, you put them inside the pen. And you make one hole where all the animals can't go out from the pen unless they leave one at a time. Umona b'shebet echad shnayim shlosha arba chamisha shisha sheba shmona tisha. Right, you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Vayotei asiri circle b'sikra, and the tenth one you mark with a red dye, with a red paint. Right, and that's the way you proceed. And the Mishnah continues and says, the Omer, and such as at that moment in time, to the red one you declare, Harisa Maisa, this is Maisa. Lo Sakaro Besikra, Velomanam Beshevet, O Shamanam Bevutim, O Omdim, Reilu Mizarim. If you didn't follow this exact process, you didn't use the red dye or whatever, it's not that different. It would still continue, because the Pasuk says, Assyria Kodesh, no matter how you do it. Now, Hayelo Asmea, what if he had 100 animals in the pen? Vinatal Asara. And he went ahead and he took 10 of them without counting them. Or asar, but not telechad, or he only had 10 in the pen. And he took one. Sainz and Meiser. That's not called Meiser. Diksiv ha-Asiri ha-Kodesh. That's not the Asiri. It has to somehow get to being the 10th one. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha-Reza Meiser. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says, why is that not Meiser? Meiser behem is like Meiser Dagan. Meiser Dagan works in your mind. The Pasuk says, but we don't pass in that way. For Ma'aseh Behema, we say it does need to be declared to be the 10th one. What if one of them jumps back into the pen? So the rest of the ones in the pen are pater for Ma'aseh Behema, because each one is a suffix as to whether it was the one that was recounted or not, right? And that's why we continue. Minam usarn lasochan, but if the one that jumped over was one of the ones that was set aside, and he mixes in, and it's not clear because he's not wearing the red dye, so you kul on yurachi yistav uviyochle b'mumun lebailim. So then all of them are a safek kodesh, and so therefore they all have to go ahead and become bali mumun, and then they have to go to the butcher in order to be able to have any benefit. But to say that you could do something with it, that's all a safek in the process. Then the Mishnah continues, Yatsu Shnaim Kechad. What if two of them jump out together from the pen? Simono Sam Shnaim Shnaim. So then you can count this as two. And then you can proceed. Manan Echad. But if you jump out at once and you count one instead of two, right? You start out, two of them jump out at the same time. So count them as two. But if you count them, one, and then you call two and three two, and then the fourth you call three, or Tisha Vasir Makul Kalan. So then you're going to get confused between the ninth and the tenth animal. Yotsu Tishu Vasiri Keachad, if the ninth and the tenth one jumped out together, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and the 9 and 10 came out together, so the ninth one and the tenth one are going to be confused. So therefore, those two pairs are also going to have to run around until they become Bali Mumin. Karla Chi Asiri Vilasiri Chi Lechad Asar Asiri Shlasha Mukdashim. If you mess up 9, 10, and 11, all three of them are going to be Kodesh. Hachi Nechal B'mumo. The ninth animal can be consumed, assuming it becomes a Balmum. Right? Asiri Meiser. The tenth one is legitimately Meiser. Achad Asar Krav Shlamim. And the third, and the 11th one, which you also called Meiser, so in such a situation, that can be brought as a carbon shlamim, both a tamura, and it's also able to create a tamura situation to bear a mayor. So I'm reviewed of the chiyesh tamura, osa tamura. The 11th one is already a replacement. It's already a tamura. How can a tamura make a tamura? So I'm reviewed of the mayor, ilu haya tamura, if it would have been a tamura, lo haya karif, then it wouldn't have been brought on the mizbeach. What if he messes up his numbers? He calls the 9th one 10th, and the 10th one he calls 10, and the 11th one he calls 10. So in achadasar muktash, the 11th one can't become kodesh. If the 10th one is properly called asiri, so then the 11th one's a mistake. It's not a shame kodesh. Once you properly call the name Asiri, then you can't go ahead and make the change and be liable for the change. And we'll, of course, take this together. So with this, we close out Masechet Bechoros, and Mitzvah Hashem, we start Masechet Temura tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.